Hello, my name's Neville Collard. I'm a Noongar elder and storyteller. And today we're going to talk about the Kwandong. But the Noongars, we call them mainly Wongal, or they also call Wonga or Dumbari. There are two different varieties of Kwandong. One of them is very thick bush. It's got a light green, it's a different colour green to most trees we see, and it's got a dry leaf. When the fruit grows, which is generally from August, September, October, they have beautiful red fruit, which goes from green to red. And when they're red, they get real fruity, and they're very good eating. You can dry them and then nourish them with water later to make them edible again, so they're not dry. You can carry them for long periods of time, and the nuts are also very, very edible. And the red flesh in springtime, in the Kumbang, when we pick them, we take them home and we make Kwandong jam. You can make pickles. The other one, I think they call a santalum, a bit like a pittosporum, and it's like a weeping willow leaf. The flesh is totally different than the red Kwandong, the Wongal. The flesh is as bitter as gall, and it's thin. It hasn't got a thick flesh, only got a thin flesh. But the fruit, the nuts are still the same. The kernels are very, very tough and very hard to break. The kernels can be ground, and the oil in there can be mixed with animal fat and used as a liniment for sore muscles. You could also grind it up, add water to it to use as a shampoo, or that could also be used as a conditioner. Kernels are very edible, and I believe they're nutritious, and they can be ground up and you can make a little type of damper thing out of them. Kwandongs are known to grow all over Australia. They grow in arid areas of Australia, and they must have a host plant for them to survive. They're very hard to grow, very difficult to grow. Noongars used to, and other Aboriginal people used to know that where they saw emu droppings, and it was that time of the year they'd find Kwandong seeds in the droppings. Quite a good plant. The desert Aboriginal people were known to eat and carry large quantities of Kwandongs in the Kulaman. As you walk up Oceanic Drive in an easterly direction from West Coast Highway, you look on the right and you'll see the sandalwood trees, and they're in a number of little groves. They're not any large trees, but they're only all immature trees growing along there. Also, when you look back into the bush, you'll see tuart trees, you'll see zamia palms, you'll see banksias that the Noongars call the manura tree, which give you the chewing gum, and a number of dry trees where the parrot cockatoos nest and live. And these Kwandongs are the cumanatum. There's two types, a cumanatum and a cuminata. I'm pretty certain that the scientific cumanata are the bitter sign Kwandongs, because they grow on a tree very similar to a weeping willow Kwandong tree, and they're very different tree structure. But the fruit is the same, and the cumanata is a bitter fruit, very, very bitter. And it's not as fleshy as the cuminatum.